Hi. The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
You got them all hot.
Bye.
Super fat.
Oh, yeah.
Fatter by the day, buddy.
Oh, you know what I found out? See, I did not know this. Are you familiar with the grocery store chain of Aldi? Do you like to go to Aldi?
Yeah, I don't go there. My parents go there, and they tell me all about Aldi.
So, see, I did not know that Aldi was actually a German chain of grocery stores. I was not aware of that.
I didn't know they were German. I know that Aldi and Trader Joe's are the same thing, same company.
Well, kind of. They're owned, yes, they were owned by two brothers who split off. Because I forget what the argument is. I want to say many, many, many years ago, it was something to do with like one of them wanted to sell tobacco in the store or alcohol or something like that. And the other one was like, how dare you? And then they split into their own two separate companies. But anyway, the Aldi stores in Germany, they obviously are known for their chocolate in Germany. And so you can get chocolate at Aldi stores that is supposed to be, according to the internet, slightly better than the chocolate you could normally get at most grocery stores because it has to pass through slightly higher standards in Germany where they take their chocolate a little more seriously, I guess, than we do here. So over the Christmas holiday, I went and found myself some Aldi chocolate and I enjoyed it tremendously. And now I am paying
for
that.
Did you taste the difference, though, or...
Well, here's the thing. I got one of those boxes of chocolates, you know, just, yeah. You know, like it has all different assorted things. We actually had that on New Year's Eve. We had that with some champagne. We had some chocolates out. The kids had their like grapefruit juice.
Oh, yeah. Kid number four. No. Chocolate, champagne, and a botched vasectomy. Happy New Year.
No, but you know what I will say was the box of chocolates I got, they had like these, they had like a rhubarb sugar bomb with chocolate inside of it.
Mm.
I never had something like that, and it was delicious. I thought they knocked that out of the park. So I can't say that I've had a lot of things like this box of chocolate I got from Aldi, but anyway.
Yeah, T-Bone I get nothing here for Aldi chocolate.
No, I get nothing for telling you that. I just like, now that I know that's where, like, now that I know I can get good chocolate there, I'm going to be going more often. That's what I'm saying.
I'll have to go check it out. That's just what I need.
Well, we were talking about being super fat, and this is the thing that I was like, why did I discover this? This is bad for me. I need to stay away from chocolate, not be like just taking more of it in.
I remember, you know, because fast food places are different around the globe, right? They have different menu items. Actually, if you happen to be, when all of this is done, in Chicago at the McDonald's corporate headquarters that they built downtown, they have a restaurant on the main floor, which is open to the public. And they serve select menu items from McDonald's locations across the world. And it's fun to go check that stuff out. And I remember years ago, I was in Montreal, and they had one of those like McCafe locations in Montreal. And I know what that is, obviously. People go now for like a, you know, cinnamon roll or a coffee. I walked into this place. And it was like a patisserie. It was like you walked into a French bakery, and it was a McDonald's. Yeah. They had all this stuff, and I couldn't believe that they had all of it there. And I remember asking my friend, who is from Quebec, I said, so is this stuff, does this meet your standards? He says, I'm telling you with a straight face, McDonald's in Quebec has some of the greatest pastries I've ever tasted.
Now, see, that is very frustrating, because... then it shows it can be done, right?
Yes!
So why can we not have it here? And I'm not saying that as like America should have it and no one else should. I'm saying it as like, why is that not a worldwide item? Like, why are you just not, hey, pastries, we're doing that anywhere that wants them. If you're somewhere that would like those, we know how to make them, so you can have them. I've never understood why restaurants do that in other countries where they say, oh yeah, this is only exclusive to this country, because this is more of like a regional taste here. Well, okay, fine. But if it's something delicious, why wouldn't the rest of us want it?
I think it's South America. I don't remember if it's Argentina in South America, but the McDonald's down there, I was watching one of these shows and they had the global McDonald's items on this show. And like 50% of the burgers they serve at McDonald's in Argentina, I think, have cheese goo on them, like the cheese whiz
yes.
goo. Why don't we have goo here?
Or as why can't we have it as an option? That's exactly. all we're asking. If you don't want that on your Big Mac, then fine. You don't have to have it.
I would love some goo.
But could you imagine if it was just like, oh, yeah, by the way, I want a Big Mac, extra goo, and I also want some goo fries. Thank you. Like, what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Give me all the cheese goo on all the things all the time. Give me some nuggets, and I'll dip those in the goo. Why not? What are we doing? It's cheese goo.
Let's, you know what? Have you seen
not
the world?
Plutonium.
Let's all die a little faster, too. All right? Cut my time short. Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Yesterday, if you missed the program, the podcast is there for you. Brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. How about that, Teddy?
Look at
30
that.
30 seconds in,
great.
One sponsor down.
One done.
I am a pro. Yesterday, I asked large men to get in touch with me.
Mm-hmm.
Not fat men. I am one. Large men.
Tall men. Humans, yes.
Because you were talking about, what's his name, Wembanyama?
Victor Wembanyama. You just call him Wemby. A lot of people are just calling him Wemby.
He's 7'5". And I said, what must his pee-pee look like?
Because this is where your brain goes immediately when anybody mentions
height. Man, some people may pretend not to care. I'm very curious about such things. And so I wonder, is it proportionate to his body? Is it small if you look at him? Is it hanging to his kneecap? I don't know.
Well, that would be, I mean, I don't even want to think about how long that would be, but whatever.
But I had several people get in touch with me, and the answers sort of ranged. I mean, I appreciate the honesty from these people. I had some people over 7 feet tall saying it is what it's supposed to be.
What is that?
Very proportionate.
Oh, okay,
to my
okay,
body.
Sure.
I didn't see photos, but
well, we take people at their word on this type of thing. I don't need you to necessarily photo verify it.
But then again, I had a couple people. I had one guy who said I wear a size 16 shoe.
Okay.
And I'm built like a field mouse.
Okay.
So there's that.
Very interesting. Now I wonder though, is he like 5'8" and has a size 16 and the feet are just disproportionate to the rest of his body?
No, I think he said he was like 6'8".
Oh, so he's a tall guy.
Yeah, tall guy.
Okay.
Small peepee.
All right. Well, see, this is interesting. I mean, maybe to, you know, some people. It's interesting to me, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew this. Mm-hmm. Do they, science does so many studies. I'm sure they've done studies on it. Where would one go to find those studies if one wanted to?
I believe we discussed it before. We had a whole segment devoted to the largest mang.
We did?
Yeah. Don't you remember?
No. I blocked that out.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I forget what the exact measurements are, but,
large.
Large.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.